Two members of President Obama's cabinet visited Little Rock, getting a firsthand look yesterday at historic Central High School. KUAR's Michael Hiblin was there.
Soldiers wouldn't let her through their line, so she continued down.
A park ranger with the National Park Service walked Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell and the nation's transportation secretary around the school, telling them about the 1957 integration.
It's great to be here right in front of Little Rock Central High School as we celebrate the anniversary, 100th anniversary of the National Park Service, with my colleague, Anthony Fox, the Secretary of Transportation.
They also met with local leaders, as well as two of the Little Rock Nine, Elizabeth Eckford and Thelma Mothers Shadwar.
So humbling to listen to people who actually took that walk in 1957, describing what they wanted, which was an education. An education without hand-me-down books, an education without inferior facilities, but an expectation that they, as human beings, should aspire to what everyone else aspires to.
Secretary Jewell says the meeting, which was behind closed doors, also included discussions on planning.
How can we continue to work closer together at every level of government between transportation and historic preservation or parks and so on to make our cities richer and more connected? So there's a lot of discussion about how highways can bisect cities, and they have in this city, and how we have examples of bringing them together.
The discussion is said to have included plans on the I-30 expansion through downtown Little Rock, as well as the Rails to Trails program, using former railroad beds for a pedestrian and bicycle path linking Hot Springs and Little Rock. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.